by dictation for Roger Furman, R-O-G-E-R-F-U-R-M-A-N, date of birth 6-8-1972, date of accident is 12-2-2022, date of service will be 3-19-2022. Patient presents with a severe pain in the neck 8.5, middle back, upper back pain 7, lower back pain 9. Pain in both the hands with numbness and tingling of the first, second and third finger bilaterally. Pain in the left knee 7 to 8. Some pain in the left shoulder is also reported. The overall, the pains are between 7 and 9. The patient alleges all of these pains to be a result of an automobile accident that happened on 12-2-2023 while he was rear-ended. After that, he started having headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, ringing in the ear, and also pain syndrome affecting the entire spine. He has undergone surgery for his neck with cervical fusion. NR 6-16-2023 by Dr. Red. Lower back has not been operated yet. He has a bilateral leg radiation more towards the outer side and posteriorly in S1 nerve distribution. There is some radiation to the left arm as well. These are constant and disabling. His mother is now found to be a cancer victim with stage 4 cancer of lung. So he's more upset. He's about to see Dr. Gilliard for his shoulder issues and knee issues. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 9. ADLs are affected 9. 60% improvement is reported by the patient. Finally, review the chart for the ADL for system review as well as for additional history and substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 149/100, pulse is 78. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 2/20/2024, dictation number 0222-011. The plan, the diagnosis of the same plan is to continue the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, Wellbutrin XL 150 mg at night, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day, and Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours for pain relief. Patient can continue his therapy, but it's not necessary. And because he's getting a disability and physical therapy from Dr. Adam, his labs and maps are reviewed and new labs have been obtained to continue his compliance. Once again, he's going to see Dr. Gilliard for his left knee. He's seeing a psychiatrist for his family issues. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.